Rentacune was born after Molsafart. Here's how it was born. Raikou and Tansukyun were on their race around the Johto world when a terrible thing happened. They all crashed into each other with the power of a gigantic car crash. They knocked out, of course, and they all died there. But how is there suddenly a Rentacune? Suicune died first. It turned into a pool of dairy water. But when the water touched Entei's body, he died too, and turned into ashes. But just as the water touched Entei, it touched Raikou, which was still alive, but couldn't move or even open its eyes. Without thinking, it let off its last thunder in defense and then died. You know, nearly dead people are given electric shocks in hospitals to turn them to life. And Raikou's thunder is much more powerful than hospital machine's thunder shock. The little life left in Raikou went with the thunder straight to the place where Suicune's water and Entei's body touched each other, and Entei died. A thunder with some life in it can turn dead Pokemon back to life. And that is exactly what happened. Raikou and Tansukyun mixed because the thunder came from one Pokemon and it hit two dead ones at a time. And now, Rentacune was born. A trainer named Alan Ketchum was just getting his first Pokemon, a Charmander. He had gotten the choice of Charmander, Chikorita, or Totodile. He chose Charmander because his father, Professor Ash Ketchum, got it from the egg of his Charizard and a female one that was its friend, or rather girlfriend. He got a Master Ball from his father, which couldn't decide which Pokemon he should use the Master Ball on, so he told his son to find one of the legendary Pokemon and catch it with the Master Ball, and then use the Pokemon to catch the others with regular Pokeballs. So Alan went from Pallet Town, where his father's and the other scientists' lab was placed. It once belonged to Professor Oak, which had given Ash his Pikachu, but now Ash shared the lab with some other scientists and they researched new Pokemon. He went to Viridian, then Pewter City, then Cerulean, where his mother Misty was a gym leader once, then to Saffron and to Goldenrod in Johto with a magnet train. Now, Alan was searching for Raikou, Entei, or Suicune, and eventually ran into Rentacune. He became scared because he thought it was a Suicune because of the head, although its body and legs looked stupid. He only had his Charmander, but remembered no Pokemon can get out of the Master Ball, no matter how strong it is. So Alan just threw the Master Ball, and Rentacune was caught. He pointed his Pokédex at the Pokéball with Rentacune, but he almost dropped the Pokédex when it told him, "This is a mysterious Pokémon that is fire, water, electric type. No data available." "Mysterious Pokémon?" Alan told himself, staring at the Pokéball. "No data available. That only means one thing. I caught a new Pokémon, a mix between Raikou, Entei, and Suicune. Must be something like Molsapart. Better not release it from the Pokéball." But now you say, wait a minute! How did he know about Molsapart? His father, Ash Ketchum, was actually one of the scientists that had the dream about Molsapart. Alan had even seen Molsapart. He knew everything about it. Now let's continue with the story. Alan stood there for a long time, staring at the Pokeball and thinking, until suddenly, Charmander? Oh, Charlie! It was the nickname of his Charmander. Alan suddenly went happier than he had ever been in his life. His first Pokemon capture, a new Pokemon, and best of all, they were safe! He would never have a better reason to be happy. He was so happy that he took Charlie and hugged him until he noticed that the flame on Charlie's tail was burning his shirt. Then he went back to Pallet Town.